Hey, welcome back to Rare and Destined Podcast. This is episode number 2. So let's jump into this episode and let's get started. All right, guys, let's go. Hey guys, so this is episode number 2 and we're going to be discussing Christian affirmations part 2. I just want to go over some affirmations I want to apply this year and I hope you guys apply it too in your life. So let's get into it. All right, so this year I want us to focus on the miracle of the Bible. God's miracle. Who all can use a miracle? I mean, I know you can't see me, but if you know you can use a miracle, you can just put your hands up and be like, yes. But yeah, so that's affirmation 1, the miracle of the Bible. We can all use a miracle. Affirmation number 2 is also, how does God's word change me? How do you apply that to your life? The word of God is living and active. How does that make you feel? It reconstructs my life. It eliminates my guilt. It activates my faith. It supports my growth. And how can I be blessed by the Bible? Key thing, I must learn it. So as we go through our devotions and as we continue, I want us to focus on those affirmations, okay? Affirmation number 1 is, who can use a miracle? The miracle of the Bible. The word of God is living and active. How does God's word change me? It reconstructs my life. It eliminates my guilt. It activates my faith. It supports my growth. And how can I be blessed by the Bible? I must learn it. Now, I know I just repeated myself because, you know, for the ones in the back who couldn't hear, I had to say it again. But in this episode, I really want you guys to focus on, you need to know that God is a way maker, miracle worker, a promise keeper, and light in the darkness. That is who he is. Okay. Now, the spirit and life is what we need to make sure we are having in a connection to ourselves. We are spiritual beings and we love words. We are word people. Whether you want to believe it or not, we're not physical people. We are word people. Words embody us. So what I want you to focus on is that you need to focus on these things. I want you to still be working on me, still work on you because I'm working on me, and try to be a better person. Work towards the goals that's going to be better for you, just not only for you in life, but in Christ. Because if you do things like Christ, like, everything else fall in place. So work towards that goal. Don't let anything or any of your downfall or guilt of your past confuse you or where you're headed, okay? God wants to use us. So let yourself be used. You need to operate by faith and listen to the word. And always remember, it's never too late to accomplish anything. Anything God has for you. Never. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Quote the scriptures to activate your faith. Challenge yourself and push yourself to continue to grow as sure you acknowledge who God is. And also, just for some words of encouragement, these are the 2 I would recommend, like, things you should read or focus on to gain wisdom and to learn how to pray. In the book of Psalms and the book of Proverbs. Practice that, read that, download the Bible app, and make sure you tune in. All right? Tune in on that. Well, that's all I have for you on this episode, cute, short. And I hope all of you guys had tried something new. What I do every year is I create a vision board. So if you want any details, comment, reply to this podcast about how to do that, how to get started. And yeah, let me be your guide. And I hope this helped you out in your day today. I hope you have a blessed day. And I hope you always remember, always pray to have eyes that see the best in people, a heart that forgives, a soul that always have God and always be humble, work hard, and be kind. Until next time, guys. Peace.